More information about Interstate 81's future in downtown Syracuse should be available in the next few days. As WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports, transportation officials will release a new study on the options for replacing the elevated portion of the highway.
It's just the latest chapter in the lengthy saga over what to do about the old and crumbling elevated stretch of Interstate 81 that carves through downtown Syracuse. State transportation engineers have been studying the two scenarios they've deemed most feasible, either rebuilding the viaduct but wider and up to code, or diverting the freeway east of Syracuse to make room for downtown redevelopment. Those two options alone have created strong opinions among elected officials, business owners, and developers who disagree on which is better for the future of the city and the region. We'll also find out just how much the state DOT has bent to public pressure to consider a third option, which has been dubbed a hybrid. The idea is to tunnel part of the highway underground, maintaining the expressway, but also allow for development above it. The DOT initially said the tunnel options it studied weren't practical or affordable. The upcoming study results won't be the last step. A final decision on I-81's future is still a long way off. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.